everyone, and welcome to English Pod. My name is Marco.
My name is Catherine, and today we're talking about one of our favorite topics here at English Pod. That would be food.
We love talking about food, and this time we are going to pick up some food at the deli. What's a deli?
A deli is a special store where a person can buy meat.
Okay.
Meat and cheese. And in this case, we're talking about special meats. It's not just like pork or beef.
Right.
Like you could also buy at the butcher. It is cured meat, cold meat. So let's take a look at today's vocabulary preview to find out more about this special kind of meat.
Vocabulary preview.
All right. So at the deli, you usually pick up cold cuts.
Cold cuts. So basically, the way that I used to remember cold cuts as a child was that cold cuts are what you put on a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So sliced turkey, sliced chicken.
Ham,
salami.
Okay, like pepperoni would be a cold cut, right?
That's right. So cold cuts are meats that you serve cold normally.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually cured. They're not like raw pork or raw beef. You put them on a sandwich.
So cured meats would be like that they're smoked. They're not cooked.
No, they're not cooked. You're right. They're smoked or they're cured with a kind of chemical or brine.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they're preserved. They can last for a long time.
All right. Very good. So that's what we're getting at the deli. Usually at the deli, you can pick up meats, cheeses, and pickles and all that.
All that good stuff.
All right. So why don't we jump into our dialogue and listen to it for the first time.
Honey, we're all out of wine and cheese. Do you mind running to the deli and picking up a few things?
Can it wait? I'm watching the game right now.
Your friends and family are coming over tonight, and we still need to get a lot of things.
Fine. What do you need?
Okay, pick up some cured meats to go with the wine. Maybe a pound of Polish sausages, ham, liverwurst, salami, and any other cold cuts that are on sale. I think I saw a promotion for pastrami. Also, get some coleslaw and a jar of olives.
Whoa, wait a minute. Isn't that a bit too much? I mean, how much is all this going to cost?
Never mind that. Get some dips as well. Get a jar of spinach and blue cheese dips and also some tzatziki. If they have bean dip, get that as well. Last but not least, get some pickles.
Is that all, Your Majesty?
Very funny. Get a move on. People will be here any minute.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to go into language takeaway, where we're going to take a look at six key words.
Language takeaway.
All right, so the first keyword that we have, we actually talked about it already, but just to make sure that you got it, those are cured meats.
Cured meats. Well, to cure something is to preserve it in
mm-hmm.
this case. So be careful because to cure has a couple of different meanings. But when we're talking about food, something that is cured is preserved. For example, pickles are cured in salty water. Brine.
Oh, is that what it's called? Brine? Salty
brine.
Water.
Yeah.
No wonder I don't like pickles. But pickles are like, if you don't put them in brine, they don't taste all soury and nasty, right?
No, nope, that's because they're cucumbers.
Okay.
So a cucumber becomes a pickle after it's been cured. So we could talk about pork, but when pork is cured, it becomes ham.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome.
So cured meats are meats that have been preserved through some kind of process, like using salt or drying them.
Okay, awesome. And one of these cured meats, I think, maybe is a liverwurst.
Okay, well, this is a German lesson now, not just an English lesson. In English, we have a lot of words that come from German, and one of these words is wurst.
Okay, and that means sausage, right?
That's right, sausage. So bratwurst, liverwurst. And in this case, liverwurst, I'm sure you can guess what part of the pig that comes from.
Liver.
Very good, Marco. You get a star for the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, liverwurst is a kind of sausage that's made up of this part of the animal.
Okay. Actually, I don't know if I've had liverwurst. What does it look like? Is it white? Is it red? Is it...
I think it's like...
dark?
Light, purplish, whitish.
I don't know. I've had bloodwurst. That's good.
Yeah, blood sausage is delicious.
Okay. And, apart from picking up meats and cheeses at the deli, you can also pick up coleslaw.
All right, coleslaw is an American classic. I'm sure you could get this other places as well, though. It's basically a cold salad that's made up of cabbage and carrots. and maybe onions, but generally the sauce is white. It's like a mayonnaise and vinegar sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very stringy, lots of thin, long pieces, and the sauce is white.
Okay, yeah, I think this is a very American thing. I'm not really sure if I've seen coleslaw in many other places, but I personally don't like it. Again, because of the whole vinegar thing,
yeah,
I'm not a big
bitter.
Fan of the bitter stuff.
Yeah, I love, we also call it slaw, sometimes with a side of slaw. I love a hot dog with a side of coleslaw.
Oh, really?
My favorite meals, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. So, coleslaw. Moving on, we have an interesting sauce. It's Greek, I believe.
That is correct.
And I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I might mess it up, so I'm going to leave that one to you.
Well, I don't speak Greek, but this is how we say it in America. Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Okay, tzatziki is a food that comes from Greece, like you said. You know, in America, we have a lot of different foods. In Europe, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever. People come from all over the place. And in America, we've adopted a number of foods. One of these foods is tzatziki. It's a white yogurt dip. Okay. So usually in tzatziki there is some onion, some cucumber, some pepper, but it's a really good, thick, creamy yogurt dip that you use with bread or chips.
Okay. And that's actually our next word. You mentioned it's a dip. So you're using that as a noun, and that's our next word, dip.
Dip. So basically, a dip is a kind of food that you eat with other foods.
Okay. So it's like a sauce.
Exactly. It's a sauce for finger foods.
Mm.
So basically, a dip is a food you eat with other foods. So you can have chips and dip. That would be potato chips with dip.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have tomato dip or cheese dip. In this case, we have tzatziki or blue cheese dip.
Blue cheese dip. Okay. But actually, it's also a verb, right? To dip. So when you take your potato chip and you dip it in the dip, you can say that.
Yes. Dip it in the dip.
Okay. So you dip your potato chip in the dip.
Yes.
Very good. So those are all the words that we have for you today on Language Takeaway. Why don't we go back, listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be back in a bit with Fluency Builder.
Honey, we're all out of wine and cheese. Do you mind running to the deli and picking up a few things?
Can't wait. I'm watching the game right now.
Your friends and family are coming over tonight, and we still need to get a lot of things.
Fine. What do you need?
Okay, pick up some cured meats to go with the wine. Maybe a pound of Polish sausages, ham, liverwurst, salami, and any other cold cuts that are on sale. I think I saw a promotion for pastrami. Also, get some coleslaw and a jar of olives.
Whoa, wait a minute. Isn't that a bit too much? I mean, how much is all this going to cost?
Never mind that. Get some dips as well. Get a jar of spinach and blue cheese dips and also some tzatziki. If they have bean dip, get that as well. Last but not least, get some pickles.
Is that all, Your Majesty?
Very funny. Get a move on. People will be here any minute.
All right, we're back. And now let's take a look at three key phrases on Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
This first one is a very, very common phrase. We use this a lot in English when we're maybe running late or we need something very quickly. We say, hey, can you run to the store and get this? Or do you mind running to the deli? So the verb here is to run to.
Run to. Run to the deli. Now, does this mean that you're actually going to walk very fast to the deli? You're going to run?
No, this is not literal. This is not, okay, I'm going to go to the deli, and I'm going to get some food. No, this is going quickly.
Okay.
So, I could say, Marco, I have no time. Can you run to the store and get me some milk, please?
Okay, so that means just go really quickly in your car, your motorcycle, any way you can.
Or walking, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Good, so that's run to the store, run to the deli. In this case, we saw it in the sentence, do you mind running to the deli? So, do you mind going quickly?
So this is going quickly. Do you mind running to the deli? This is a thing that we can do.
Okay. And so she was telling him what to get, and he's like, whoa, this is going to be really expensive. And she answered with this phrase, never mind that.
Never mind that. Okay, this is a phrase that we use when we want to say, don't worry about it.
That doesn't matter.
No problem.
It's not important.
So never mind, you could say by itself, never mind. Forget about it. But never mind that is like saying, this argument is over, it's not a problem.
Okay.
So never mind that. As I was saying, let's go to the store.
Okay. Good. So it's not important. It's not relevant. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Very good. And the last phrase that we have for you is a very interesting phrase when the girl said, you know what, very funny, but get a move on. People will be here any minute. Get a move on.
Get a move on. So as we often say here at English Pop, this is the kind of phrase we have to look at as a chunk, as a unit, as one piece.
Right.
You could say get me this, or I moved my house.
Mm-hmm.
But get a move on means hurry up.
Hurry up.
Start leaving now. Go to the store. Be quick about it. So this is a command. Get a move on.
Okay, so take it as a phrase. Just like you know the phrase hurry up or go quickly, remember the phrase get a move on as a way of saying come on, quickly, go. Go, quickly.
That's right. Or as I always say when I'm with friends and we're, you know, going slowly somewhere, I say, hey, guys, let's get a move on.
Let's get a move on. They're going to close.
Let's get going. Let's go here.
Okay, very good. So get a move on. Let's get a move on. And why don't we go back and listen to the dialogue for one last time.
Honey, we're all out of wine and cheese. Do you mind running to the deli and picking up a few things?
Can't wait. I'm watching the game right now.
Your friends and family are coming over tonight, and we still need to get a lot of things.
Fine. What do you need?
Okay, pick up some cured meats to go with the wine. Maybe a pound of Polish sausages, ham, liverwurst, salami, and any other cold cuts that are on sale. I think I saw a promotion for pastrami. Also, get some coleslaw and a jar of olives.
Whoa, wait a minute. Isn't that a bit too much? I mean, how much is all this going to cost?
Never mind that. Get some dips as well. Get a jar of spinach and blue cheese dips and also some tzatziki. If they have bean dip, get that as well. Last but not least, get some pickles.
Is that all, Your Majesty?
Very funny. Get a move on. People will be here any minute.
All right, we're back. So now, Catherine, I understand you're a big fan of pickles and olives and all that stuff.
I love cured food.
Oh, really?
Pickled. Have you ever had a pickled tomato?
I hate pickled tomatoes.
Pickled tomatoes, pickled pickles, pickled olives, everything. I love it all.
I hate... Actually, there are a couple of things that I don't really like. For example, coleslaw, you mentioned that it has cabbage in it. And many people may know this vegetable as this purple lettuce, right? It looks like a lettuce, but it's purple.
That's right.
I hate it. I don't like it. And I actually hate olives and pickles. I can't really eat them.
Sounds like you don't like bitter things, like vinegar.
No. Not a big fan. Not a big fan of anything that's bitter.
I love it. It's one of my favorite. I love salty foods, and I love bitter foods, and that's all I have to say about it.
I've never really understood how people have, like, a whole pickle, and they take it out of the jar and they just bite into it. It's like, that's nasty.
Well, the adjective to describe a pickle's flavor is sour.
Sour.
It's very sour. And in America, at delis, you can buy full sours or half sours.
Oh, really?
So some pickles are less sour than others. We call it a half sour. My favorite pickles are full sours.
Really?
Make me cry a little bit.
Is this the whole pickle thing, is this very American? Because you always have pickles in burgers, for example, right? You go to McDonald's, you have pickles in burgers. Is this very American or is this coming from another place?
It comes from Europe.
Oh, really?
A lot of German food involves pickles. Pickled vegetables. The Koreans also. Korean food has a lot of pickled vegetables, like kimchi, which is pickled cabbage.
That's right.
And so in Chinese culture as well, a lot of pickled foods. So I think this is something that's very common all over the world.
Mm.
You can have pickled fish.
Really?
Pickled, yeah. You can pickle anything.
I don't know if we pickle things in Latin America. This is why it seems very strange to me. But this is a really interesting topic. Why don't you let us know what your favorite cured meats are? I know there are a lot of different types. And if you like pickles or not, maybe some people out there will support me and say they don't like pickles.
All right. And if you have delis in your home country, let us know. I've always been curious about this. Do you have delis or do you just have a butcher shop? What's the difference?
Awesome. So we'll see everyone there. EnglishPod.com. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.